Hi, YouTube. We are live. If you guys, no, I don't record the worship, actually. I don't, so forget that idea. How are you all? Good? Welcome to our Sunday church online meeting, where you can come and enjoy the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for free, without even leaving your lounge room. How good's God? He makes these things available for us people who can't be bothered to go to church. Or who find church boring. So they come online looking for food and they find us. Royal Street Ministries, the healing meal for your pleasure and your delight. To increase your appetite for the Lord God Almighty. Makes my little hairdo there. Oh dear. Oh, shakaranda. Sandaro karoviandaro. Well, the Lord your God loves you. He does. He loves you so much that he is going to teach you all about himself. Isn't that good? So we're not really trained to, understand. Sorry. We're not really trained to learn how to walk with God or in the Spirit. You know what I mean? I mean, that just stuff doesn't come really. Sorry. Far out. Seriously, sometimes it's just, who needs the devil, right? When you got your own. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about fellowship. It's important to fellowship, right? We've got the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We've got the fellowship of God. You know, we don't need to be all religious about fellowship. But we can understand that we have, you know, the comforter. We have the Lord who comes and provides us with fellowship inside of our bodies. The Spirit. That's what he does. He's a personal God who has relationship with his people. And he has relationship with his people. And you know, do you know how many people call themselves Christians? Like many, many. There's thousands and thousands, millions and millions of people who are Christian, identify as Christian. And but to see, you know, the full fellowship of God inside of their lives, it's rare to see, because nobody, you know, they don't really understand how to get that, you know, because they think like it's something you have to achieve, when you don't really have to achieve it, you just have to believe it. And once you believe it, you receive it, because it's a gift, right? It's a free gift from God. That's what salvation is. Salvation is that now we don't be lonely, now we're not abused, now we don't have any pain, now we don't, you know, struggle in life. Now we walk in our destiny. We know who we are. We know what we're called to do. We know why we're here. And now we just live it out. And that's the beauty of God. That's what he does for us. And as soon as you believe that, then you start walking in that. As soon as you start to understand that that's who you are, right? Shakaranda. So the fellowship of God, and then it's the triune God, it's the Trinity of God. Okay, so we've got the Trinity of God. The Trinity is what? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Three people, three personalities, three divine natures, all in the one God. So we have one God who manifests himself in three people. Do you understand that? Three people, Father God, the Father God nature. And what's a father like? He disciplines. He directs, he's authoritative, he has control, okay? Jesus is the Son, the divine nature. He's in the midst of the throne. And he's fellowshipping with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, or the Word was toward God, or the Word, which is Jesus, he was face to face with God, right? And that's what it says. Excuse me. So the Lord is face to face. Jesus is face to face with God. He's face to face with the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, so he's not only with and toward and face to face with God, he is God as well, because he partakes in the same nature as the Father. So you got the three natures, the divine essence, the divine energy. Okay, so it's the divine energy, the divine spiritual energy that flows through our bodies and it flows through the entire atmosphere. So it's these three natures, these three divine energy, these three natures that make up the one divine energy. And it's moving around, swishing around and moving in between all of us constantly. Don't do it. No. And it's manifesting inside of our bodies, and it's manifesting in the church. It's everywhere. This is just the divine energy that you breathe in, and it's filled inside of your body. This energy moves inside of your body, and it can manifest in any nature that wants to manifest out of it. So you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got the Son, and you've got the Father God. And they are one. So they partake in the same thing. So they're all inside of one another, and they're all inside of us as a Christian. And you're walking with face to face with God constantly, because he's coming through your face. And this divine energy empowers you. It strengthens you. It gives you courage. It gives you boldness. It gives you the ability, creative energy, to be able to see and understand and know things and be intelligent and to be wise. To have wisdom, to have understanding and knowledge, might, spiritual power that empowers the human nature inside of us. So Jesus took a body, a human body. The only thing different about him was that he manifested himself as a person. Now this divine nature of the Father and the Holy Spirit moved through his body. And he says, now give them everything that I've had. I want them to be with me when I was in glory. So you come into the glory, and now you get to partake in the same nature, the same energy as God, because of what Jesus did on the cross. So that's your salvation, that you are now in the Father. Now you are in God, you are in the Son, you are in the Holy Spirit, and they are moving through your body. You are one with God. You're not separated from him now. Now you're one with him because of who you've taken inside of your body, right? Who you've allowed to come into your body. Shaka. He predestined us for adoption, it says. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and his will, it says. Okay, so it's not about anything that you can do. It's not anything that you did. There's nothing special about you. It's what it pleasures him to see you filled with himself. He delights in that. He delights in the fact that you're born into his, that you've come into the kingdom of God, that you've been birthed into the family of God. That's what gives him pleasure. So it doesn't give him pleasure that you're out there slaving away, trying to, you know, impress God, or trying to do religious activities that are going to, you know, try and influence God to do something for your life. I mean, the only thing that gives him pleasure is that you're adopted into his family, and now you call him Father, Abba Father. You call him Yahweh, who's your Father. You see him as your Father. You know him as your Father. You call him your Father. You go to him like he's your Father. What do you do when you've got a father? You want your father to give you what you want. You've got this, you've got that. You need love. You want him to play with you. You want to do things, right? That's what you want from a father. That's who God is to you. Father God. That's that divine nature of Father God. He is your Father. And it says in Ephesians 1:5, He predestined you for this. He called you before you were born. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. And He predestined your life to you to come into the family of God and be adopted in through sonship, through Jesus Christ, through the cross, that now that you're in accordance with His pleasure. So that adoption of your life, now you've taken, He's become your Father, not your natural father's not your Father anymore. Father God becomes your Father. And you treat Him that way. And now you treat Him like He is your Father. That becomes manifest. And that's what gives Him pleasure. It delights Him. Okay? Sonship. You come into sonship. You come into sonship or daughtership. You become the sons and daughters of the Father. 1:6 Ephesians is to praise of His glorious grace, right? To the praise of His glorious grace. What's His glorious grace? That we don't deserve it. Because we don't. Everybody's sinned. All have sinned and fall short of what? All have sinned and fallen short of? The glory of?
God.
Right. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of?
God.
God, right? We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. Why is that? I mean, we do it constantly. It's not about that. It's about that now He's given us the grace to praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. And who's the one He loves?
Jesus.
Why does He love Jesus? Because the three of them. You go to the top of the class. She's 4 years old. She's got more wisdom than half of the Christians walking the earth today. Hang on, no. So you have the one He loves. Why does He love Him? Because you've got the three people in heaven. Father God, the Son's in the midst of the throne, and you have the Holy Spirit. And the Son is face-to-face with God. He is face-to-face with the Father. They love one another. They agree with one another. There's no hate in between these three who are up in glory. So anything that the Son asks of the Father does because He loves Him. Anything the Holy Spirit asks of Jesus, He does because He loves Him. So they are in agreement because of love. And now that love, which is the energy of love, dwells inside of our bodies. And that's how love manifests. That's how love grows up. That's how you learn to love. That's how you love other people. That's how you understand what love is. That's how love takes over your life. That's how now you understand that love comes in, manifests itself in different ways. It's not just about spoiling your rotten and giving you everything you want. No, that's not love. That's just ruining the child and not teaching them the true meaning of love. Love wars for you. Love tells you the truth. Love comes against any darkness that's trying to hurt you. Love brings out the truth in you. Love brings out the love in you. Love tells you the things that you don't always want to hear because it loves you, right? That's love. These three are love. How do we get love inside the human nature? By the Holy Spirit. Now, if the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, that gives us fellowship with the Son. It gives us fellowship with the Father and their divine natures. And what are those divine natures? Okay, it's the sovereignty of Christ. He's sovereign. He has full authority over all powers of darkness. He has full authority. He's like, Father, receive this kingdom, okay? Because He came down, He purchased the earth. The earth belonged to Satan. And it was disgusting. If you can look at history, people were sleeping around with animals. They were sleeping with each other. The place was just filthy. They sacrificed children. There was blood, guts, and war constantly. And you can still see that manifested throughout the earth in areas where they reject Christ. But in the areas where they receive Christ and receive the kingdom of God, those areas are free from that type of behavior. unless that's partaking inside of people's spirits, inside of their lives, because they respect, they reject the Spirit of God. But while they are alive, there is grace to receive that fellowship. There is grace to receive those things to be moved, pushed out of them, so the indwelling of the Holy Spirit can take place inside of their bodies, and it can remove all the crap that has been that has continued to sort of manifest in their lives because of history, because of the fall. But Jesus came, he purchased the earth. Which was a key. Do you understand? It's a key. And that key gives, it purchased the earth back to God. There's a law, there's a legal law. And that legal law means that God can't break his word. He's not a liar. He can't lie. It's not in him. It's not possible to do it. And so he had to have, Jesus was the one that fulfilled the law. So he kept the law. He didn't sin and he didn't break God's word, which gave him the ability to break open the seals, break open the veils, and purchase back humanity. To give humanity the opportunity to receive the Spirit inside of their bodies, so they too can have the keys to the kingdom. And Jesus on the cross said, Father, receive the kingdom. Here it is. I've done your will. I fulfilled your will. I've given you the kingdom. The kingdom you sent me to come and take, I did it. And here it is. And now what I want is for everybody to be able to receive this as well. That's what he says in Scripture. He says it in the Bible. Now, what? And the Father's like, thank you, Son. Now what do you want for it? And he goes, I want all of them to be with me in glory. Exactly how I am with you. Before I came, I want them to be able to have that as well. So our share in this divine energy, it's moving through us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That gives us the divine essence of heaven. It gives us the divine essence of God in us. We have those natures. We have that energy flowing through our lives, flowing through our body. It gives us the authority. It gives us the government, the divine government that rules over darkness, that it rules over the earth. Now we have the key for the government. Now we have the key, the authority, the power to walk in it, because we now have the natures running through us, the energy of God through our bodies. And that gives us automatic ability. With our words, they're commanded. With our words, they're performed. Our words now speak the authority of God. And they go forth and they're established. Our words are established because of the divine energy that's coming through our bodies. And it's speaking it into the earth. And we use that governmental authority to clean up this earth. To clean up our earth bodies. If there's things inside of our bodies that causing depression, that's causing whatever, anger, that's causing us to sin, whatever types of pornography or sexual perversion you might be involved with, your divine energy, your divine governmental authority commands it out. You don't tolerate it. You command it out. You don't tolerate it. Use what you've been given. Don't just become a puppet. Just susceptible to sin and take it upon yourself and just think there's nothing I can do with it, when you've been given the divine governmental authority to take authority over what's inside of your life. I'm not just going to... He says, now my joy for you is fulfilled, right? What is he saying, Nehemiah, about joy? Okay, he came to give us joy, and joy increasing, glory to glory. What do you think glory is? Glory is a divine energy. Glory is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is energy. And in that energy, there's no depression. There's no sadness. There's no defeat. There's victory and authority. And you speak it and you use it, right? Okay, so it gives us the divine Son. We get access now to the divine Son. We get access to the glory of God, the doxa, the actual glory of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the glory. He's the kabod, he's the Shekinah. He's the glory of God. It's that energy that's moving in and through our bodies. And we speak and it's done. And we see that being fulfilled. You no longer tolerate wickedness. You no longer tolerate any type of darkness in your life. This goes on your life first. You can't rule a nation unless you first can rule your own body. Everybody wants to be the leader. Everyone wants to be the boss. Everyone wants to, you know, I don't want to be told what to do. I just want to go and tell everybody else what to do. Yet they can't even control their own body. There's no authority. They're not even using the authority being given to them for their own body. No good you being like, you know, you can't be covered in darkness and then try and rule and bring in a kingdom of light. You're dealt with first, but you're the one who's just allowing it. Your words speak what comes into your life and what doesn't. Your thoughts control what you bring in. It's your own responsibility. It doesn't matter who's around you. It doesn't matter what card you got dealt. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter about anything. What it matters about is you use what God gave you, which is a divine nature, a divine energy, a divine essence that now is billowing through your body. And now you speak the authority of governmental words over your life, and you take authority over your own body and your life, and you be responsible for your life. You make it the life that you want to live. You don't expect other ones to come and do it for you. When you want to be boss of everything else, be boss of yourself first and actually show some responsibility and actually show some power in your life instead of just trying to do it for everybody else. Do you understand? John 14:10. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Okay, that verse throws everybody, especially when you're talking to, you know, people that aren't, who, you know, they always say, well, how can Jesus be God? It doesn't say that in the first verse they go to, especially when you're talking to, you know, other people, and they go, no, it doesn't say that he's God. It says that he's in the Father. And they try to use that verse. And that's because they don't understand the divine nature. The three divine natures are one because they're in one another. It's a nature. It's an energy. It's an essence. And it's in this one. The Holy Spirit's in the Son. And the Son is in the Father. And because they're in one another, they flow in one another. They love one another. They're in agreement with one another. And it's energy, it's spirit. And it becomes the triune God. Because now they share in each other's nature. They share in each other's energy, but they manifest different divine natures. Because they have different personalities and different things that they need to, that they achieve, that they go out to do. And the Holy Spirit is here on the earth, and he fills our bodies the same way as he filled the Son. Now he fills the sons and the daughters. And now they're adopted into the family of God, and now they partake in the triune God on the earth, and they have the same governmental authority on the earth. The same governmental authority that is manifest now and working for our good in the glory. That glory has come to the earth. Your body's earth, that glory has come to the earth. Kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Or come kingdom of God, how it says it in the Greek. Come kingdom of God, be done will of God. So it's speaking authoritatively, right? It's not saying please, please, please come Jesus, come. Okay, we're not sitting there trying to wait till we're all raptured out of here. We're here trying to fix the earth by bringing the glory and using your governmental authority and going out there and actually doing something with it. Not just sitting there and being controlled, or just praying someone else is going to do it for you, or wanting to go, like, just leave the earth. He's like, I've given you the earth. Use your authority. Clean up my earth. Jesus came, he went to a cross and he died for this earth. He doesn't want to just give it up. That was the whole point. You don't just say, oh yeah, take the earth, we don't want the earth, and let's give everything to the devil. And so that means Jesus went to the cross for nothing. Okay, sure, we're having a rapture. The rapture is a spiritual rapture. We live in the spirit. We're raptured out of this natural earth realm, and we're spiritually raptured up into glory. And we live out of the glory realm, and we get what we need from the glory. We feed out of the glory, we drink the glory, we bring it into our earth bodies, and we release it into this earth physical plane. And it brings the spirit realm's authority into this natural realm's authority, and it overtakes and it controls and it has authority and keys over every area of natural law. Over Satan. So we have fellowship, okay? And this energy, this divine energy comes in and it penetrates our physical being. It comes in and it penetrates our body and it breaks open all those natural barriers that we live in this human body, and it makes you spiritual. And now you walk in the spirit because your insides are spirit. You see in the spirit, you hear in the spirit, you walk in the spirit. You're not having any identification with this outer body, with this flesh. Put it down. With this flesh or with any other area of this body. This body is not what you identify with. You identify with that angelic, that spiritual nature. The spirit is inside of you. You're in the Father now. Act like it. You want to be boss? Well, be boss of yourself. Yeah, it's the only way. Be boss of yourself and take some authority over your own life and responsibility. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, Father. The Father, we proclaim to you, right? This is 1 John 1:3. We proclaim to you what we have seen. We have proclaimed to you what we have seen and heard. This is what we do. We now get this glory and now we tell you what happened. This is the go. We now proclaim to you what we seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us and fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. That you may have fellowship with us. You have no fellowship with us unless you're walking in the Spirit. Because this is a spiritual walk. And unless you're walking in the Spirit, you can't fellowship with us because we're spiritual beings and we're not from earth, we're from heaven. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, 2 Corinthians 13:14, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen?
Amen.
That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit who comes inside of your body. He comes inside and he gives you fellowship now with the Father, and you get fellowship with the Son, and you get fellowship with the rest of your fellows. And we all jump in the ship together and we all fellowship in the Spirit. So wherever you are, the Spirit of God is sovereign. The Spirit of Christ is sovereign upon all the earth. It's an energy. It's a constant breathing in of the divine nature of God. You're breathing in the Holy Spirit. You're breathing in Father God. You're breathing in Jesus Christ. And even though they're in heaven and the Holy Spirit's here on the earth, the Holy Spirit is in them both. And now we breathe in the glory. So that is not it's the truth. You're breathing in the divine essence of God because spirit is everywhere. And that spirit has the divine nature. That spirit is the one that has the authority over every other spirit. Over every other spirit. So you use that divine authority over every other spirit. You don't tolerate it. You don't tolerate wicked spirits that are trying to take your life from you, that are trying to destroy your career or destroy your future because they want you to be disobedient or rebellious, which is just foolish. You don't allow that. You recognize that that's something trying to get you to do that, and you rebuke it. And you walk in your spiritual nature, which overrides every other spirit, or overrides every other energy on the earth, okay? 2 Peter 1:4. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promise. Says, through these, through through these. He has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature. Did you hear that? So through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. Evil desires. Where the world tells you that this is all okay. That it's all right to go and be perverted in sin. That it's okay to go out there and just, you know, whatever. Just live like you're in Sodom and Gomorrah. No respect for your body. No respect for people. No respect for life. You know, just living like a devil. That, I mean, who wants that? Recognize it. Take the authority and move in the divine nature that's been given to you freely. And live like a king and a queen. Live like a son and daughter of purity and holiness of the God Almighty in the heavens. He's not caring about your outward appearance, though. He's not caring about what it looks like on the outside. He knows your heart. You can try and speak all pretty all you like, but it's your heart condition he can see. And he knows if you're full of it or not. So you're not fooling anyone but yourself. But the divine nature of God comes in and it brings you the joy. It brings you obedience to his spirit. And it gives you wisdom. It gives you insight. It gives you destiny. And you begin to walk in the very thing that you're created for. Not devils and demons to take advantage of your life and your body. But angels from heaven and spiritual energy that moves through your body, giving you life and life more abundantly. Okay, so the divinity of God, the triune God, the three divine natures of God, they're in fellowship and they are dwelling in you and the church. It's like a doorway that is open. The triune God opens a doorway and allows you to come in to the divine nature of God himself. So each person is lacking nothing. We have everything inside of the glory moving inside of our bodies. Filled with God, filled with his Holy Spirit, filled with the Father God himself. And now we are face to face with God. And we have everything that Jesus and the Holy Spirit have with God. And his answers for you are yes and amen. The promises of God, everything that you need is inside of that relationship. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So we have witness. It's about being with each other, being with God in relationship, in fellowship, inside of our bodies, a spiritual being walking with God. Walking with God. We share in all three natures, right? And the life of God now is in the soul of all men. The life of God is now in the soul of all men. And we are built up inside of him. Our bodies now. And now because of this divine nature that lives in through us, we are now rooted into the family of God and we are built up in through God, it says in Colossians. We are built up into that. We are built up and we grow up. We're rooted in and built up. He builds us up. Okay? Anything built before that divine nature powered over your body is burnt and thrown out. It's nothing. It has to be built, you're rooted in, and now built up by that divine energy that lives inside of you. And it's a transformation of your entire self. You have come now into your born-again nature, your divine nature, your angelic nature. And now you live out your divine angelic destiny that is actually going to be for all of eternity. What you do now goes on for all of eternity. So if you're going to be on the outside of the... You're going to be out in the areas where there's no glory in heaven. You're going to be in outer darkness in heaven because you didn't do anything with your spirit life now. And you're going to have people like me talking to you for 2 million years in eternity because you couldn't get your spirit man big enough now. You do what you're doing now forever. Forever. And if that's in eternity with God, good. If it's not, then if you're still partaking in the devil's kingdom, then that's your eternal desires and that's your eternity. So you better get good at it because, you know. The There'll be no accolades down there, that's for sure. So with God in the glory before we ever left God, this is what Jesus said. Give them, Father, give them everything that I had with you before I left the glory. That they will be with me where I am, right? And where's that? In the glory. Be with you in the glory. So amen. Thank you, Father, for it. We just love everybody that's listening today. Let your spirit just indwell in them. Let the fellowship of God come up through their lives and let them be built up and rooted into your kingdom. That they would bring forth fruit and multiply and walk in governmental authority. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, guys. I love you all and see you next week. Yeah. Donate to Royal Street Ministries. If you would like to, go to my website, royalstreetministries.com or royalstreet.com, and donate. We're looking at starting a house for women and children where they can come and just get some fellowship and free from and recover and free from the corruption and the evil of the world, so they can come into their divine natures themselves. So that's what we want to do. We need funds to do it, so donate into that if you like. That'll be awesome, and I will see you all next week. Bye.